Welcome to the Parentnet podcast by Focus on the Family Singapore. In each episode, we will be speaking with everyday parents and practitioners as they share with us gems from their parenthood journey. Keep tuning in to learn with us as we figure it out together.
Hello and welcome to the Parentnet podcast. My name is June and I'm your host for this episode. In today's episode, we are tackling a challenge that many parents face in our digital age, managing our children's screen time. As the Ministry of Health recently rolled out new screen time guidelines for kids under the age of 12, parents are now also facing pressure to cut back on their children's screen time, which then may lead to all kinds of withdrawal symptoms like restlessness, irritability, to full-blown tantrums. So for today's episode, I'm really excited to welcome Alicia Yah back in our podcast studio. She's no stranger to us, and she is a mother of four and a dedicated early childhood educator here in Singapore. So welcome back to the Parentnet podcast, Alicia.
Hi, Joan. Thank you for having me back today.
Thanks for being here. Yeah, could you start us off by sharing a fun fact about yourself?
Sure. So I have four children at home. They're all under the age of 12. And the interesting fun fact here is we do not have a TV at home, unlike most Singaporean families. And my children are raised with minimal usage of devices at home.
That's amazing and really inspiring too. We'll love to hear more about how you managed to pull that off. So to help us set the stage, right, for our chat today, I'm wondering if you can shed a little bit of light on what withdrawal symptoms look like and why do they come about?
So I think today it's quite common to see children using the screen during meal times, and also screen are acting as babysitters for the children these days. So when children do not get screen time, they will have their withdrawal symptoms because what they used to have is now taken away from them, right? Mm. So I think some of these withdrawal symptoms that it look like will be children will be irritated, they will be very anxious, they will be restless, and they are constantly saying they are bored and they are very aimless. In some cases, the children are not even eating because they used to have screen time during their meal time. But now when screen is taken away from them, the children are actually not eating. And they find that they do not enjoy the food they're eating anymore because the screen time is now taken away from them. And children who are very used to screen time will also find that they may be, now when it's taken away from them, they get into a big tantrums. They will have meltdowns because it's a natural emotion of children when they realize that they cannot get the things they want, or this is something they used to have, but now they no longer have it.
Wow, so I can imagine that the children be coming into such distress, right, over the loss of screen time. And then the parents also get very distressed and upset or anxious at seeing these kinds of behavior. I can imagine that even for the most well-intentioned parent who is trying their best to manage and reduce screen time, to reduce the reliance on it, it's so easy to cave in that moment.
Yes.
How can we as parents sort of make small strides in this area to get back that sense of control and yet not in a way that causes the whole entire atmosphere to be so tense and so unpleasant every day, right?
Yes, I think when the guidelines set in, parents are now pressured to do something about it. So I think firstly, I must say parents, go easy. Let's not just put a hard stop to all screen time because it might be too much for the children. It's a process and it's gradual. Mm. So we need a transition and a consistent plan for the children. So what do we need to do? We can actually cut down the hours gradually and then be more intentional in curating what the children are watching. Mm. Because I think when the children have too much screen time, they watch anything and everything, sometimes on repeat mode. But maybe now we can curate what the children are watching. Mm. We set clear boundaries. Like, for example, could use an alarm to tell the children, oh, 5 more minutes, and then I'm going to switch the device off. And then when the time is up, the children hear the alarm. At the same time, they know time is up. Now, naturally, the child might throw a tantrum, but I think parents need to be consistent and assuring to the child to say that I know it's hard, but we will get there together. Okay, mommy is here for you. I know it's not easy, but we can also do something else, distract the child. How about let's go out for a walk? How about let's do a craft work together, or let's play a game together? It is also something which we can distract the child or provide an alternative that's enjoyable, that's engaging, and it doesn't have to involve screen time. So even simple things like board games or like a game of Snap, it just probably take 5 minutes to play with the child. And I think the children just need to know there's something more exciting, more interesting than just the screen.
Wow. So I think you shared quite a number of handles, right? I picked up just relating to the child in their moment of distress and saying that I know this is difficult for you. That sounds like a lot of empathy that we need to show to our children. And then giving our presence, you know, actually being there to offer those alternative activities that you mentioned, right? Like going out for a walk. Obviously, it's not like the child going out himself, right? It's us bringing them out and getting some fresh air, a change of environment. Sometimes that can help the whole family.
Yes. And I think the presence of the parents is really important during this period. So like you say, going out for a walk, having the parents around will really, really help. Because it's just to know you're not alone on this journey together. We are in this together.
Right. So it's not just mommy or daddy trying to be the bad guy, but we are working together to create new and healthier habits for ourselves. Yes. I guess that's a nice reframe. Yes. Right, rather than I need to solve this problem and you are the problem, or this whole device is causing a problem, so let's like throw it out the window, which is very extreme.
Yes.
Yeah.
And can set clear family goals together. So if let's say the children are also going on this cutting down of screen time, it might be also something that parents want to relook at their own screen time by being that role model. So let's say I will tell my child, okay, this week we will go for lesser screen time. When the alarm is up, you know, time's up, let's just do something else together. So parents put their phones away and spend that time with the children. It's also needful for children during this transition period.
That's such a good point. I really like what you said. Indeed, right? All of us have areas to improve on. And as adults, even sometimes it's hard for us to put down that phone or to stop scrolling or to, you know, stop checking work emails, right? While we are trying to be present with our kids. So I think that's a really good reminder. Even for myself, my oldest child is 16. So I have kids in their teen years, right? And something that I try to practice, maybe not every week, but regularly, is this thing called the digital detox, where all of us just put aside our phones, our devices. We have family meal together, maybe some board games or maybe some conversation like card games. And it's really nice to be able to connect in a small way. I don't like mandate that it has to happen every week, but yeah, I kind of try to do it regularly and I find that it helps.
That's good. I think it's definitely something manageable. So for parents, maybe what is also manageable is let's start from the meal time. Yes, because meal time, there's a lot of things to engage the children on. For example, you can talk about the food. So for my children, I will ask them, how's the food today? You know, so this is a conversation starter. What do you do in school today? So that will also replace the screen time. Yes. And of course, as parents, we will actually definitely not check our handphone during mealtime. And we start as a role model for the children.
Yeah, I really like that. And mealtimes are something that's regular enough. And, you know, everybody's around the table just for this 1 hour. Let's work at this, right?
It's manageable.
So I think that's really an encouraging tip that you shared there, you know, just to start small and to start with mealtimes. I'm wondering what other tips would you recommend for parents who are really finding it a struggle to reduce the screen time reliance in their children?
I think let's all start small, set a realistic goal. Like what we say, let's start with mealtime, that 1 hour. Sometimes children take about only half an hour. So about half an hour to an hour for maybe one meal a day. Then after that will be two meals a day. So keep working on the transition. And it's a gradual plan, right? Secondly, is I think we need to be with the children. Like I can't overemphasize that our presence is what that makes the struggle more bearable. So connecting with the children, reframing, redirecting is what we as adults can do for the children. So we need to be consistent. Don't give up. The moment we see children go into a meltdown, let's just take it on and help them to process their emotions, but not give up. Yes. And we can always offer something in replacement, like I mentioned, distraction. One of the things I really love doing with my children is playing board games. So my children already sometimes come up to me and say, I'm bored. No, I don't know what to do. There's nothing to do at home. So that also gives me time to offer some suggestions. Like I told my kids that, Redmark came with some boxes. You can play with the boxes today. Go and paint, right? And they are 12, they are 10 years old. Some of them, they were actually picked up and do something about it. Wow. Or they will recreate some things with the Lego they have. Yes. So I think the older children, if you offer them suggestions, and they might be able to take it on. The younger children, you just need to be with them for a while, and then after that, they'll be able to play more independently.
I'm hearing that the time that they feel bored, right, can be so productively channeled into something creative and something just open-ended, you know, even just playing with boxes or doing some painting and unleashing their inner artist, right? I guess that's a really good way to reframe being bored and reframe that, oh, I have nothing to do means I must play with a device. I think these are all habits that we can definitely work towards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm hearing the importance of our presence, the importance of doing this gradually, and the importance of actually really taking the time around the dinner table to even taste our food and not just gobble it down, because right now mommy is not allowing me to touch the TV or to touch my phone, but if I gobble it down in 10 minutes, maybe I can then get her permission to do that, right? So there are all these funny ways that our kids try to work around our rules. But I think that's a good reminder to actually have a conversation about your meal. Did you even stop to think about, you know, where this yummy fried chicken came from? Like,
yes, I think that also allows us to appreciate what is on our table. Because food don't just appear. It's a common sight now, wherever you go, food places, where the children just open their mouth and their eyes are fixated on the screen. They actually don't know what they're eating. Yeah. They don't know the texture. They don't know the taste. They just eat and then with occasional glance to see what is it, and then they go back to the screen. So I think in the long run, what is happening is the children who are picky eaters will even become more picky. Because they really don't know what they have eaten previously. They will realize now without the screen, they have more attention to see what they're eating. But actually, if from the start, we have introduced food with a more positive note to them when they're younger, instead of using the screen time, it will actually help the children to appreciate food more.
Yeah, indeed, it's like mindfulness, right? Being present and aware of what we are actually eating and what we actually enjoy the most, right? Rather than, what do you like to eat? Oh, I don't know. Then it's like, you know, I like to eat because I get to watch my device. Yes. It's quite sobering that what might be helpful in the moment in time could actually create habits that do not work for the child in the long run.
Yes, I think we want to build lifelong habits in the children. And if for now we want to give them something that a habit that just help them, it may not be the best. And so we will try to make sure that the children are given that skill, like for example, mindfulness, appreciation, understanding what they're eating will be something that give them lifelong skills for the future.
And perhaps just picking up on a point that you shared earlier about curating content that is perhaps more suitable for them or more productive even, the idea just crossed my mind, like to get them more interested in food, maybe it could look like sitting down as a family to see a cooking show. To see actually how food is harvested from the field, right? And then it ends up in the supermarket and then somebody buys it and brings it home to cook up a meal. That could be one interesting idea that if you have kids who are wondering, where does all this food come from? You know, does chicken grow in a field?
Yes, I think that's a great idea. One of it that I would watch with my older children is the Junior Master Chef. They may have the same theme, but different way of cooking. So it's something that I also explore with the children. While we have chicken every day, but there are different ways of cooking chicken, is to expand their creativity too. If the same thing can be done differently. So I think these are skills we want to teach the children rather than having them glued to just the screen.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think it is not possible to completely not have screen now, but the usage of screen to enrich our learning, to help us is also important.
Thanks for sharing that. I think I picked up quite a number of tips from you, Alicia, on how we can have conversations with our kids about the use of screens, how we can model the behavior that we want to see. At the same time, I can also imagine that it can be difficult supporting our children in this area because very often it's we adults who are so busy and we have so many things to do, whether it's work or whether it's the household chores. So in that busyness, it becomes easy to allow our children that screen and that usage. So what are some ways, I'm wondering, we can work around this busyness and also the limitations of our energy?
So I think it's a very real problem today. We as adults, we are so busy, we have limited energy. But if we take a step back, many a times we are more caught up with our own work. Mm-hmm. So maybe start with self-care, giving yourself that scheduled break. And the scheduled break away from screen is also a time away from work. Then we can model that for the children, that when we take time away from screen, then it's the time for us to have pockets of time to breathe, to play with the children, to have quality time with the children. So let me give you examples. I like exercising. So I think exercise helps to take my mind off work and the stress. And I will do simple things like planking or doing crunches. It's interesting because then I got all the children to do it together with me. And then we have a little timer there and see who can last the longest. Even the youngest at 5 years old, he tried. He may not be doing it the right way, but he was just engaged in that quality time together. So many a times, while the activities, we may not need to have like an outcome, a successful outcome, but it's just that togetherness, that being there. So we spend a good 15 to 20 minutes just trying to do silly exercises together and having each one of them to show us what each could do. Yes, so one can just stand on one leg and then another one will just be standing on hands and leg, you know. So little things like that build strong memories for the children. And I think also to involve them in tasks, like for the older children, you can ask them to do cooking or cleaning or even organizing things. So for my 10 and my 12 years old, we have involved them in cooking rice, in cooking eggs, because this is something if they show interest in, especially after maybe a junior master chef set, yes. show. So they want to try.
Put your skills in action, kid.
Yes, that's right. And you give them that space for application. And when we are not around, we can give the children that screen time with parental controls. I think now there's parent link, there are different kind where you can actually control the screen time, control the usage of the shows. Like for my younger kids, I'll give them YouTube Kids instead of just YouTube, because YouTube Kids shows are more curated. And we want to also encourage independent play. We can provide children with toys, books, and things that give them a little task to do. Like, for example, we are going to the supermarket later. We like to write a list of something that you might want to get, and later we can go through that together. Yeah, so they will actually seriously write something. Even planning for the upcoming school holidays, I got the children to write their wish list, and then we'll compare notes. And then after that, we'll see what is doable, what is not. So these are moments where children can also be more independent in what they're doing.
Yeah, I love all those activities that you shared. Not only does it inject fun into the family time, it really encourages that togetherness and bonding that you mentioned earlier, right? And I think most of all, it really helps us to understand that, oh, fun doesn't just come in the form of a screen. It actually comes in the form of being with one another, being with your loved ones, doing things that you like together, or just accommodating one another's needs. In a family with different children, I guess these needs and preferences will certainly come about, and it can come about in their wish list. And I like what you did, like just comparing it and teach also the kids that, oh, what big sister wants can be different from mine, but it can also be good, and then we can see how to work with one another. So thanks for sharing all these tips. What I'm hearing is that it's not an easy journey to reduce screen time, but definitely with being able to start small, start somewhere, to start with meal times, I think that sounds like something that's doable and manageable for parents, even busy parents like ourselves. Before we let you go, I'm just wondering if you have any last words of advice for our listeners.
I must first also acknowledge that I do have my fair share of struggle with the children and screen time. But I also want to encourage all parents that small steps lead to big changes. It is okay if the journey feels tough first, because your child may resist because it's something very different from the norm. But every moment of connection and the engagement you offer will help strengthen the bond as well as help them to adjust. And this adjustment with you in it is a lifelong thing. Maybe a simple framework for all of us to remember is the word REST, R-E-S-T. So what does REST stand for? R, recognize the withdrawal symptoms as part of the process. It's not a failure. It doesn't mean that when the child goes into a tantrum, you have failed. No, it's a process. It's a natural process because they're coping with the sense of loss, right? And then next, E, engage your children with fun activities like outdoor play, storytelling, or craft. S for set boundaries consistently. So use timers, use schedules. These are tools that can help us. And the last one, but not least, T means take time to role model mindful use of screen for the children. Take time to be with the children, to be present for the children. So I think parents, remember you're not alone in this journey. Small changes, which is done daily, will create lasting habits. So stay strong and press on.
That's great, Alicia. Thank you so much for that word of encouragement. To our listeners, we hope you have enjoyed this episode and do share this with a friend who might benefit from the tips that Alicia has shared. For more parenting resources, do visit our website at family.org.sg and do keep tuning in to the Parenet podcast to learn and grow in your parenting journey.